Okay, everybody say we're holding on Daf Tes Zayin, four lines from the top of the Amud. And we're continuing to talk about the special tefillos and procedures that Klal Yisrael had during the 7 days of the final group of Tanaisim. Remember, we had in our Mishnayos, they first had one group of three, another group of three, and then the final group of seven, and these seven were much more chomor than the earlier six Tanaisim. Among other things, we learned in our Mishnah that they would go and take out the entire congregation instead of davening in shul. They'd go out l'rechoy v'shal ir. They would take with them the teva, a shayla machloikis, where the teva is referring to the Aron HaKodesh, or referring to the bima. Then they used to put ash on top of the Rosh HaNasi, on the Rosh of the Rosh Bez, and also on the Teva itself. And finally, Kol Ish V'ish, everybody put ash on their own heads. So let's say the Gemara, fourth line from the top, Rechoiv Teva V'sakim Eifer Eifer Kvura Umayriya Simen. So Gemara, it's Lama Yotzen L'Rechoiv. Why did everybody go out to the public Rechoiv, in other words, the public street? Zok Yimara Rabbi Baraba Omar Loimar. It's to say Rabbi Nishlim Zaknu Betzina Veloinaninu. We called out to you Betzina, meaning inside the shul, and unfortunately you still have not answered our prayers. It's still not raining. Nivza Atzmeinu Befeheshit. So therefore, let's go be mavaza ourselves and having to go out in the open, so that'll be a bigger bizoyin, and that hopefully will go and be ma'oyder the libois of Klal Yisrael, and ultimately be ma'oyder Rachmim by the Kodesh Baruch. So therefore the first reason is we were Betzina, now we're going Befehesia, so we should have Bezioinus. Reish Lakish Amar Golino. By leaving the shul, we are showing symbolically that we're going into Golus. We're like refugees. If that's the case, Golusein Mechaper Salena, let the Golus be Mechaper on us. So both reasons seem quite similar. What's enough? If they go from shul A to shul B, in terms of going into Golus, you're leaving your own shul, you're going to another shul, you don't feel as comfortable in another shul. Not everybody davens in a shul like here where everybody feels comfortable. Many people go to other shuls. Where can I sit and where this? People feel kind of strange and uncomfortable. It's like Golus.
Out of place.
They feel out of place. But it's not the same inyan of the bizyonis of going befehesia. So in other words, that's the first reason. You're still inside a shul. It's still betzina. So therefore you haven't accomplished anything, so to speak. But according to Reish Lakish, we did what we went into Golus, and that Golus should be mechaper alein. Frank Dimara. V'lom moitzina satev l'choy v'shal ir. V'osep is the teva. Okay, we go l'choy v'shal ir. But why do we take the teva l'choy v'shal ir? We had a klitzenu, in other words, the Aron HaKodesh or the bima, which was bitznius, hidden inside the shul. And because of our avoinus, unfortunately, it now too is now bizoyin that it has to go out into the public arena, the public area. Frank Dimar v'lom miskasin b'sakin. Why did they go and wear sackcloths? Now this is a little bit strange, because our Mishnah didn't mention anything about sackcloths. About going to l'choy v'shal ir and taking out the teva, that was in our Mishnah. So Rashi is apparently bothered by this, because Rashi in fact brings from the Yerushalmi that this was also part of the procedures. If you go Rashi about 4 or 5 lines higher than where we are in the Gemara, v'lom miskasin, says Rashi, choygrin sakin, that we done sackcloth. Tanini be Yerushalmi, so you choygrin sakin on these 7 tanais, and they used to go and put on sackcloth. The yoitz of the Beis HaKvaris, once on this side, they went out to the Beis HaChaim, the toigim be koronois, and they would go and blow out in horns, that was presumably with trumpets. Uboyle mi boya sakin lama, ubeis HaKvaris lama, kishayfe lama. In the Yerushalmi, they ask, what's up with sakin? What's up with basic chorus? What's up with kia shoifar? In our Gemara, we only address the first two, v'loma besakin, and later on we're going to talk about v'loma basic chorus. If you don't mind, move over one. Rebecca's there.
Absolutely. I'm sorry.
Okay, nothing happened. So Gemara vayte v'loma miskasin besakin. Why were the miskasin sakin? Omer of chibar abba loyma. Hari onu chashuvim kibbehema. By putting on sackcloths, then we become symbolically, we look like, we have a chashivus like behema. What does behema have to do with sackcloth? says Rashi, very simple, because sackcloth was not made out of normal wool or linen or cotton or nylon like all of our clothes are made. Fakir, they are made from se'ar behema. They are made from the hair of the animal. Minoitzah shel izim. Oh, I say, bizarre, what we are wearing is therefore behema cloth, a cloth that comes from behemoth. Therefore, ayin chashuvim kibehema. Again, to be mevaza ourselves before Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore to be ma'oyre rachma. Why do we put Eva Makla on top of the Teva, meaning on top of the Arna Kodesh or the Bima, or Behuda Ben Pazi? This is symbolically to say, who is symbolized by the Arna Kodesh with the Sefer Torah, or by the Bima where we lay in the Torah, etc. Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is also together with us in the Torah, so he puts also Eva Makla on his head, so to speak, Kaviyachal. Shlokish Amar, Shlokish says this a similar concept, but based on a different pasuk. B'chol tzarasim loy tzar. The Rebbeinu Shlom feels the same tzar together with the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, that he is together with us in our eis tzar. Both of them are the same type of drush. There's a story told. The Heilige Rishna was, because of the Mosrim and Malshinim and his Misnagdim, unfortunately was taken to jail, and he was in jail for a period of time in Russia or Ukraine. So the story is told that the Rishna was depressed being in jail, as you can imagine, and the warden came over to him. He said, Rabbi, I don't understand why you're depressed. You believe that God goes with you. Gam ki eilach begeit salmobes la'ir roki ati imadi. It says even if you go in the valley of death, you have nothing to worry about. La'ira roki ati imadi. Rabbi Shlom is together with me. So what's the problem? You know, God is with you everywhere. So he said, you don't understand. That's what's depressing me. Gam ki eilach begeit salmobes. Even if I happen to be in the valley of death, even if I happen to be in jail, la'ira, I'm not afraid. Ra, you know it's bothering me? Ki ati mari, the Rabbani Shalom, that you also have to be in jail. That Rabbani Shalom, you should be out in the free world, so to speak. Why do you have to be in jail together with me? That's la'ira. I'm not afraid of anything. But ra, what bothers me? What's bad? Ki ati mari, that you are also shchinta de galusa here in jail with me. So similar, the Gemara is saying is, the Rabbani Shalom also shares the pain and suffering of Klal Yisrael. Reb Zeira, may reish ki avachazinu l'rabbanan dihavi eifer makla gabi teva. Reb Zeira is saying that the first time I ever saw this during the 7 Yimei Tanis, when they put the eifer makla gabi teva, mizdazeali kuli gufoi, my whole body shook and shuddered when I saw that horrific sight of putting the eifer on top of the teva. Fek di marvelam noisen eifer bereish kolecha b'yechad. Why does everybody put eifer on their heads? Pligi barab levi barchama b'reb chanina. Remember this, Rabbi Bar Chomer of Chanina, because we're going to have him a few more times. Rabbi Bar Chomer of Chanina, Chana Marina Chashuvim Lefanecha KeEfer. We should be deemed in front of you, Rabbi Yisrael, like Efer, like ash. Chana Markedei Sheyizkar Lano Afroi Shel Yitzchak, to remind us of the Efer of Yitzchak Avinu. Truth of the matter is, that's just really a mashal or metaphor. There really never was an Efer Shel Yitzchak Avinu. But we mean taking of Yitzchak to the Akedah, which afterwards, Baruch Hashem, Yitzchak, nothing happened to him. But afterwards, the taking of the sand was Nekar al Gabi Akedah, and that was burned. So therefore we refer to that. Yeah, we call it Efer Shel Yitzchak, but it's not Mamish Efer Shel Yitzchak. Anyway, but to remind us of the Ma'is Akedah. What's an afkimina between the two reasons? Ik benayu, offer stam, regular offer. Regular offer is choshev lefanecha ke'efer. Remember Rashi said yesterday, efer and offer are synonymous terms. Just efer has an additional layer of genai, of worthlessness to it, than offer. But nevertheless, they're both pretty bad. But having stam offer, that's not afshel yitzchak. That has nothing to do with the akedas yitzchak. Since we want to remind the Kodesh Baruch Hu of the mesiras nefesh of Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, that's why we specially take the efer. So therefore, according to the second reason, that would be an afkimina offer stam, that you're mekayim the first reason, hari anuk chashim lefanecha, but you're not mekayim the second reason of afshel yitzchak. Now remember the Rashi brought before that he brought from the Yerushalmi, that on the 7 Tanais they went out Lebeis HaKvaris, Lama Yoyt Lebeis HaKvaris. Why did they go out to the cemetery? Pligi bar Rav Levi bar Chama, same Rav Levi bar Chama, Rav Chanina.
Was that in the Mishnah?
No. When you were out, we mentioned that it does not say in the Mishnah, and it bothered Rashi. Not only you, it bothered Rashi. And Rashi says the Yerushalmi brings it to Yisrael Beis HaKvaros.
Okay.
No problem. So the Gemara, but why they go to Beis HaKvaros? Is Nochemul same man the Yomrim Leblevi Bar Choma and Reb Chanina? Same man the Yomrim again. You have over here. Brings to Yerushalmi. See. Good. We go out to the basic forest to go and say Rabbeinu Shalom, without rain we're like dead bodies. Without rain, the whole life cannot exist. We go out because we want that the Meisim Mavakish Rach. This is a little bit of a difficult Gemara, because normally we say, as you know, it says in the Torah, you're not going to be Doirish El HaMeisim. And in fact, there are Rishonim that are talking about our minig to go out to the Beis HaChaim to go and say Tfilis. They ask, aren't we being Dorish al HaMeis? And then everybody brings a raya from the Mas of Kolev, that Kolev went to Ma'aris HaMachpelah to go to Mispal. So you see that you are allowed to go to Kivri Ovis in Mispal. So generally what these Svarim say is that when you go out to a Beis HaChaim and you Mispal, it's not that you ask that the Meisim Chas HaShalom, the Meisim is a Chesh and Anifta. No, pshat is that you say to the Boyish, b'schus the mason that are here, we ask that you should go and bring a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. You go to a Grois Tzadik, a Grois Rebbe, a Grois Elch Yid, b'schus the Grois Tzidkis of this Yid, the Boyish Shalom have Rachmanis and Klal Yisrael. But normally we don't say that you ask that the mason go and be Vach Rachman, but the Gemara here says, yeah.
Tosis said they had a minute to go out to Shabbat.
It's true, 100%. I was going to mention that.
My Yosin, Nasesh Mitchu, we go out to Kever Ovis.
Mask it.
What about the kid of asking mason to be a male Yosher?
It's you're 100% right. We do use that term, and that presumably is synonymous with this term. Anyway, but presumably the answer is it would be a problem. Derech shel mason, if you're asking the mason to go and do a toiva directly to you, that would be problematic. However, if you ask him to go before the Kisei HaGavod because of the mitzvahs that this person had in the Schusim, and to be a Melitz Yoisha, a Melitz Toiv up in Shemaim, that from this Gemara apparently is okay. So, Aloch HaMaisi has to look in this forum more.
Yeah. Brachas, at least one man says that the Meisim have no Shaychas to this world whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Meisim can go.
He gave a dinner zav to an Ani, and then he before with his wife, and he goes and he sleeps next to
the Beis HaKvaros,
and hears them going the
Ruchos. Right. So the fourth Tosis, as Rapinchas pointed out, says that there's a minig to go out on Tisha B'Av to the Beis HaChaim. I don't know that that's such a strong minig today, because by the time we finish a kinnis, it's almost 12 o'clock. But at that, people are pretty oskimat and oskimichi.
That time they had the Beis HaKvaros right there.
Okay.
And it's
also quite hot, etc. But yes, of course, during the Sesame Tshuva, that's a minig of many communities. Anyway, my benai was enough kimina between the two reasons of choshev kimeis or kishivakshu rachmim. My benai kimenayu kibrei akum. You go to kibrei akum, you're not going to be mavakish. They're not going to be mavakish for us rachmim. In fact, Rashi says a strong lashon. They can't be mavakish for themselves. How are they going to be mavakish for us? So therefore, that time wouldn't apply. But as choshev kimeis, that time would apply. Okay, my Hara Maria. We say in the Torah that there's something called Har HaMoriah. Har HaMoriah, of course, is referring to where the Beis HaMikdash was. The words Har HaMoriah doesn't say directly in the Torah. It says, by the way, in Divrei Yom, there's a Pasuk Har HaMoriah, but it doesn't say in the Torah.
It says someplace Eretz HaMoriah.
Eretz HaMoriah, it says. Where did it say Eretz HaMoriah? It says by the Akedah that Avram took Yitzchok to Eretz HaMoriah. Valeu Shom Lo'ilata Agal Achad Har Masher Oymer Elecha. Ask him. It says Eretz, doesn't say Har HaMoriah. But it does say that Avram said Bahar Hashem Yeroeh, so Har Hashem Yeroeh Eretz Moriah, so becomes Har HaMoriah. The question is, what's the derivation of the term Har HaMoriah? So now this has nothing to do with what we're talking about until now. Until now we were talking about the inyan of the seven Tanaisim and going out to the Beis HaChaim, the Eifer of Yitzchak.
Eifer of Yitzchak. It's the same thing.
So the Parshat Pshat is because we're using the same man. That's why I pointed out before when we were learning, again, we have the same people. But the Rabbi Yankov Emden adds, that's true, Avada. But besides that, it says in our Mishnah, Misha Onul Avram Avinu, when he went to the Hara Maria, Hu Yana Eschem, Bisha Sat Kaschem. Also, the term Hara Maria is used in the Mishnah. Okay, so there's a Hemshech Advarim from our Mishnah as well. Okay, so what does it say, Hara Maria? Chad Omar Harish Yotzim Min Hayro Li Yisrael. That's the Har from which Hayro came to Yisrael. What Hairoa came to Israel? Says Rashi, because Har Maria is where the Beis Hamikdash is, and we know that the Lishkas Agoz is where the Sanhedrin stood, and they went and they were Moira Hairoa Li Yisrael, that's the ultimate Supreme Court, Lahavdal, so to speak. So that's the Lishkas Agoz is Bezen HaGodol, the Sanhedrin. Rashi says, in addition to that, that on the Lishkas Agoz is Omdu HaNeviim HaMoichichem Li Yisrael. When the Nevi'im wanted to go and say Musa to Klal Yisrael, they would stand on top of the Harabayis, and from there they would give Hiro'ah, they would give Musa. Rashi also points out that in Yishalayim it says, Toritziv of Moshe, Himitzioin Taitse Sorev, Arshamir Shaloyim, etc., etc. That doesn't talk about the Har necessarily, it talks about Yishalayim generally. Okay, anyway, Har Maria, Shiyotzim Menu Hiroli. So, Bechar Omar, Har Shiyotzim Menu Moira, Li'ovdi Chavim. What's the Moira Li'ovdi Chavim? Says Rashi, that Shishoimin Gedulas Yisrael Yerushalayim Umispachtim Aleim. Halavai, that should be Bizman Hazeh. Then the good old days when they heard about the glory and the honor of the great Beis Hamikdash, and that the Rabbeinu Shlom Kabbi Yochel himself, his Shechina was Shoira in Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash, then the Goyim were in awe, and that brought a certain degree of awe and reverence. That's the first pshat in Rashi. Second pshat of Rashi is this Har Maria is not referring to the Beis Hamikdash, it's referring to Har Sinai. Why Har Sinai? Mishom Yotza Hayroa Li Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on Har Sinai, and as far as the Har Shiyotza Menem Moira V'Kachovim, because as we know, at the time that the Torah was given on Har Sinai, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Eretz Yorav V'Shakata, but more than that, we have the Gemara Masechet Shabbos that says that even Klal Yisrael, they were shaking from the Maimon Har Sinai, and they went back 12 mil, until afterwards the Malachim brought them back, and they all passed away, until they had a Tal Shel Tichya, that was Machayim Mesim. Anyway, that was such a Moiradika spectacle, a Moiradika Gishenish occurrence, Yotzi Mena Moirad Dicham. All right, so Machlokes, we're talking about the Har Maria in Yerushalayim, we're talking about Har Sinai.
So Avraham Avinu had a long trip from home to into the middle there.
I'm not sure that the second shot holds that Avraham Avinu went to the Har Maria. He's talking about Har Maria generally that we find in the Chazal.
Because it says Har Maria in Divrei Yomah.
In Divrei Yomah. Well, right. So that Har Maria, but this Har Maria could be different.
A different Maria, okay.
Exactly. You have York in England and you have Nev York here in America. So it's fine. Okay, and again, right. So he had in our Mishnah that after they put the Efer on, now the Zokin would get up and he would go and say, Amusibart, Amusib Shatul, and really give it to the Oilim to Moir them, that they should start crying and they should be moved and they should hopefully be Moir Rachmim, Lefnei Kisei HaKovet.
Kvushin is Lashon, how do you translate it?
The word Kvushin is words to subjugate the.
Okay,
the
and to Kovesh, like the conquer.
Right, to depress
the conquer is your heart.
To depress your heart, that your heart should no longer be freilich, it should now be sad, and it should come to the point that you say, Rabbi Yishalom, help me out, so that I should be able to come back to myself. Tanavan, im yesh zokin, I'm a zokin. If you have a zokin, let him speak. If you love, if you don't have a zokin, I'm a chacham.
Means a member of the Sanhedrin, Miss Paul.
Like you have great anxiety. Let's wait until we get to the Teretz. Em yeh zaken, the zaken should drink. Vim lav, oyma chochen, and the chochen should drink. Vim lav, oyma odom shul tzura. Then a person of stature should speak. Freiti gemara. Otu zaken de ka'amri. Afel gav de lav chochem hu. What happens if the only zaken in the chabura, in this shul, in this place, happens to be taki? He's an older person. He's already 95 years old. See, he should get up in the moider for the klal Yisrael. Come on, that doesn't make any sense. If he has both mouths, he's both a zaken and a chacham. What happens if you don't have a zaken with a chacham? Then you take a young chacham. So you have two chacham. One's a senior statesman and one's a junior. Then you take the senior one. Then you go to the junior chacham, even though there are yidden that are older than him, but they won't be able to be ma'oyer if they're not tamid chacham. And if you don't have a zaken or a chacham, a person of stature, a person who's well recognized in the community as a person of a personality, a person of influence. What do they say? Acheinu lo yisak betanis gormim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the chitzoinius. Ela tshuva ma'asim toivim gormim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the pnimius, and we should do tshuva. Shkei matzim man shinin ve shloinim abem v'yar lakim ha'asakim v'yas tanisam. Ela v'yar lakim es ma'asayim. Kishovu mi darkam hara. Oh, that's what you gotta do. Now it says Vaita. It says in the Pasuk, Nochem Oveng the Ninve, Vayiskasu Sakim HaOdma Behaima, that the Odom and the Behaima both wore sackcloths. Now, that an Odom should wear sackcloth, that we find from time to time in Tanakh, in Chazal, that would also go and show, like Gemara said before, the person says, I'm being Medamim, I'm being Mevazim myself like a Behaima. We had before Yehoram ben Achav went to the top of the wall in front of Gans Klai Yisrael wearing sackcloth, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu listened. Yeah, but what means a Behaima wears sackcloth? Because after all, the Behaima is a Behaima line. And the whole reason we said that a person should wear sackcloth, it's in medamah to behema. The behema doesn't have to be medamah to behema. The behema is a chashana behema. So what does that mean? So Gemara, my havi avdi, doesn't mean that they wore sackcloth and they paraded around, but rather, asra behemis lachud, v'yesa v'lodois lachud, that they sequestered the v'lodois from their mammies. Omru, lefan of reboini shalom, em einat marachim aleinu, ein onu marachim al elu. Meaning that the young little baby animals that would normally suck from the udders of their mother, we went and we clothed them with sakim, meaning that we put a machitza between the mommy animal and the baby animals, so that they shouldn't be able to get to the udder of the mommy, and chas v'shalom, the vladis are going to die. And therefore we say, Rabbi Yishlan, if you're not going to have rachmanis on us, we're not going to have rachmanis on them. So Rabbi Yishlan, other you allow them to go and drink for the udders of the mommy, other we're not going to allow them, and and you should go and give the rain.
It seems a bit cruel. I mean, here we're asking for rachamim by demonstrating a cruel
It does sound like, I would not have recommended it. I assume that this didn't go on, in other words, until they're going to die, chas v'shalom. It was probably symbolically for a period of time.
Look in Rashi, claima.
Yeah.
You asking them racham on these babies.
Right.
That was the main point.
There's no question about that. But the question is, but Barry's point is, but you don't want to have cruelty to animals. A pizza will come and mach ganze protest and give a violation.
If they kept them for 3 days, they would die.
Oh, that's exactly. So it's in a short period of time, symbolically. Wow. Exactly. Probably for an hour, whatever it was. Okay. Now again, this pasuk in Ninveh says that the Bnei Ninveh called out to Hashem with strength. Now, what does it mean you call out with strength? It means that they screamed at the top of their lungs, Amen, Yehoshua Shmira. Well, what's this bechaska?
It's not so bad.
What did they say? Amu Levana, Rabbeinu Shalom, Olav, Vishayni, Olav, Tzadik, Verosha, Mi Nitchem, Amnei, Mi. So Rashi said the word bechaska means that they spoke out to Hashem in a convincing manner, meaning that if you want to win a debate, you have to go and persuade and convince the other party. So they were able to convince by using words which were nichnosim el aleif, to go and say things which are intelligent, which would make sense. So what was the victorious words that they said to the Baruch Shalom? They said to the Baruch Shalom, Olav v'she'enei olav. Olav means a person who is kind of downtrodden, that he is pushed away, v'she'enei olav, or a person that is not like that, a person who is stronger. Is Tzadik v'rosh minechem nemi. Who is the one that normally will move out of the way for the other one? In other words, the tzadik is usually the one that tolerates abuse and just takes it upon his shoulder. He's a savlon. No. He's an olav. And if there's a rosh, it's a gangster type. Hey, tzadik, what are you doing over here? So what's the tzadik? Tzadik's not going to start up with him. He'll say, okay, you're right. Go, and he'll stand on the side, and he's not going to bother. So usually it's the tzaddik that Nebuch is pushed away by the rush. So what does this have to do with us? Says Rashi that just like we see that the tzaddik is mevater, we ask you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the tzaddik. We are chas v'shalom the rishoyim. We ask that you be mevater on our sins and don't go and judge us according to the Shura Sadin, Bekolef Nimi Shura Sadin, just like the Tzaddik will be Nidcha, he'll wave his rights and he'll say, okay, Russia, you take over, I'll go on the side. Kodesh Baruch, we ask you, Kaviyoch, to be Mevater and Aveirois, and Mevater the Rishoyim, and allow for the rain to come down. And in that time, in the time of Nidveh, they asked Kodesh Baruch, be Mevater in our sins, and don't make the Gansa Mapecha that he was supposed to do in Nidveh. It says right in the pasuk in Ninveh in Yoina, Vayeshuvu ish midar kara umin chomas asher bekapeim. So they did tshuva, even the chomas which was in their hands. What does it mean chomas in their hands? Chomas of course means something which was stolen. Ma'im in chomas asher bekapeim umin Shmuel. To show you how far reaching their tshuva was, they went to the extent after the gozel meirish. If a person stole a beam ubenoy bebira and he went and built it into a large tower, into a building, so as we know, there's something called the takonis hashavim, that you do not have to go and uproot and tear apart your building. Because if you're going to say you have to do that, then many people are going to say, then forget about it, I'm not going to lose $10 million to give back a beam which is worth $50. So therefore the special takonis hashavim, that you just have to give back the value, you don't have to give back the actual thing itself. Here in Nineveh, they didn't want the chomus b'kapeim. They didn't want on their property from someone else. So therefore, they were willing to go and incur tremendous financial losses by going and b'kakeya kol abira kula. They would go, can you imagine if in the Freedom Tower, twice 100 stories high, 120 stories high, whatever it happens to be, on the first floor, there's a major beam. And if you take away that beam, the whole thing collapses. So okay, I'm going to take away that beam, and I'm going to give it back to the Baalim, where he stole it from. You can imagine the financial loss and something like that. Well, Masa Meirish Lubav, and he gave back the beam to its original Baalim. Amr Vada Barahav, and that's what they did in Nineveh, and that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu Taka listened to them. Amr Vada Barahav, Adam Sheish B'yodei Aveira, U'misvada Ve'ine Choyzeba. If a person has an Aveira, and he is misvada, he says, Vidu Yosham Lubaganada Ve'ine Choyzeba, but Lamaisi continues doing the Aveira. Lamahu Doima, what is he compared to? The Odom Shatev the Sheretz, the other person's holding a Sheretz in his hand. Shafil Tibachal Memeshiba Oilam, he can go and Toivel 1,000 times in every mikveh in the world. They also like Tvila's Gornishve, because he's holding on to this Sheretz. Zerachim Yoda, as soon as he throws it away, Kim Shatov Barboim, so as soon as he goes to one mikveh, he had also like Tvila Shinema, Umoide, Vaoizev Yerucham. It's not enough to be moide, to be misvada, to say vidoy. Va'oizev, you gotta leave the chet. Then Yerucham, then you get the benefit of Rachmanis. When your hands are now free of gezel, of chomas, of shrotzim, then you can lift them up to the hands, to the sky, together with your leiv, because Baruch Hu Shalishim to your tefillas. Okay, Om Dvitvila Marin Lefnei Ateva Zokain Shigomi Ma'ayrida. Turn around. Om Dvitvila Afa Pishiyesh Sham Zokain Vachocham Ein Marin Lefnei Ateva El Odom Arogim. Even though when it comes to Chazonim, we certainly want that it should be an Er Lechayid, it should be a Talmud Chocham, it should be Yerei Shemayim, an older person, yeah, maskim. But even more important than that, that it should be a person who is Odom Harogil, means that he has a good Chittach HaDibur, that he will not make mistakes in davening. And sometimes you'll hear, unfortunately, even Talmid Chachamim, particularly when it comes to, sometimes you come to a chasana, and then Mechaber of Tzachosha Barov to go and read the Ksuba, and afterwards, Bezioinis Vinay. So, you don't want to go and send up a Baal Tfila that doesn't have a Regilus in davening. Okay, so the Gemara tells us, that's the Tanakam. The Yehuda Oimer, I look for other criteria as well. Yehuda Oimer, Metupel Ve'en Loi, Metupel from a Loshin that he has Tfelim, he has Taf, he has children, he has a family, the Inli, but unfortunately he has no parnasa to support them. So when you're going to send them up to daven, he's going to daven with a real heartfelt davening, because he needs it personally. He's a farmer, and it hasn't rained now for 2 months, and he's saying, Rabbi Nishlam, when are you going to send the water down? Otherwise I'm not going to have one crop. Said Gornish Zayin, I'm going to lose all of my money. The Poshipya Beisei Reikam means that he has nothing in the pantry, has nothing at home. But the Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, isn't that the same thing as Metupel Ve'ein Loi? Ve'ein Loi means he has nothing. And here it says, Beis HaReikam, he has nothing. The Gemara will answer on the Amud Beis, Beis HaReikam means Reikam Minhu Aveira. He has no gezel at home. His home is a crime-free home, a sin-free home. We'll see mention on the Amud Beis. Upirkeino, Upirkeino means he has a sterling reputation, that nobody ever said a bad word about this guy. And he goes by Nevis with humility and modesty.
It's all a chathila, of course.
That's going to be the most difficult. That everybody's happy with him. He's Noyach Lebriois, and everybody says, Taku, he's Yankel, sure, he should go to that. The Yeshlein Imat, the Loshin Tzachis, Merutzalam is nowadays not in Arshul, but in other places, the person who can daven the quickest. He's a Merutz, he's a Rotz, right? Okay, anyway, these two terms seem to be somewhat repetitive. Rashi says Yeshlo Neima, says Rashi Besume Kola Shemoy Shechaled. He has a Gishmak Besume Kola, a nice voice. The Koyle Orev is also a nice voice. So perhaps what Rashi means, Besume Kola, means that he has nice It's a midas, nice negunim. You can have a chazal with a beautiful voice, but he has to have good negunim. You can have a person who has a lousy voice and has a good negun. So in other words, you want to have both. First of all, he's a bal menagin, he has nice negunim, hard zige negun, but he also has a nice voice, so the two together is a beautiful match. And besides that, ubaki likreis b'seri b'nevim b'ksuvim. Now this is important that he's baki, because says Rashi, because especially since we said yesterday that the extra six brachas involve all types of shira malasin and other tilim and other psukim that we say, so we want him that he should know the psukim. See, the last Rashi, rogel likreis shiu apsukim shel tefillas number fifth. Like we said, it should be a rogel. It should be rogel with the next part. L'chayr is not so noigeya. It's not clear why Rabbi Yehuda requires that, unless he's saying and havadi should be talmud chacham also. He should know not only Tanakh, Velishnus Bemedish, he should be able to know Midrashim, Balochs Begosh, he should know Shulchan Aruch, he should know Agaritza, he should know Gans Vesechtes Tanis, Ugabaki Bechal Abrochas Kulon, and he should be a Baki Medal Abrochas. The Elvu Berabani, now Rabbi Yitzchak Barami, Yitzchak Barami apparently filled the mold, filled all of these requirements to be the Baltfilla on the seventh Tanis. Didn't we say these two terms are synonymous? Ein lo, he has no parnasa, beisa reikam, he had garnish. Rav Chizkiya says, she beisa reikam and aveira. Says Rashi, second line, aveira means she ain chomos vegezel beisoi, that everything is totally honest, total honesty. You don't find in his home anything that was the product of chas v'sholom agzeilim.
It's like a whole investigation, it sounds like.
What? He has to have a good reputation. He's an honest person. Upirkei nor, Amar Abaye, Zeshla Yotze, Olav Shem Rabbi Aldusai, that even when he was a kid, people didn't say anything bad about him. They knew that he was a fine yingo from his childhood on. So to Pasik Vaitom, a Pasik in Yermia, Hoy Selina Chalosi Ki Arye Vayoar. Nosna alai bekoila al kainsin esiyo. Hoysli nachwasi. The Baruch Shlomim says, Klal Yisrael was my nachla, my portion in this world, but it turned into ki arye, like a lion bayar out in the forest. Nosna alai bekoila, when it would go and show its coil, in other words, when it would daven, it would uplift its voice. Al kainsin esiyo, I would hate them for that. I don't understand, because they're davening to you and they are lifting their voices to you, that's why you hate them. That's not a reason to hate Klal Yisrael. It just changed it around the other way. The way our Lashon HaGemara, it sounds like the Tevas ain't a hogan, as if the Tevas shaking. We're talking about the Shliach Tzibur's ain't a hogan. So that's why they reverse the order. But the point is that a Shliach Tzibur's ain't a hogan, in other words, it doesn't have many of these Madregas that we spoke about in the Amud Aleph. But in particular, says Rashi, a Rasha, a ain't a hogan is a Rasha. She could have Baruch Hu Soine Oisi Yoisi Mikulan, Vu Noisi Mikul Lefanav. Can you imagine that you go and appoint someone to go and daven who's a Rasha, and he is davening and he's singing and she's mita shizish bochais, but he's a Rasha. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I don't need those type of chazanim, I don't need those types of rishon. Now it's interesting, our Gemara says, Al Kinis Nasiya is going on the Shliach Tzibur, on the Shliach Tzibur. The Rashi, however, says in the third line, Ze hamamid chazan she'en ha'hogim lefnei ha'teva. It's bad enough, the chazan wants to daven because he's probably getting paid, and he probably has a beautiful voice. Unfortunately, he's a Rasha. Okay, that's bad enough. But who were the Gabuim that appointed this chazan? They should have used better discretion to go and find an Erelech Eid Tzolzana chazan, even if his voice might not have been to the same degree. But it's got to be an Erelech Eid Nishka Rasha. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is upset. Al Kein Sinasiya.
This used to be the minute here in front of America. The chazanim were not even Shem Shabbos.
They had Rabbanim, they had advice. I said, Al Tzuris. Okay, anyway, things were different in the good old days. And we continue our Rem Lefnei, and we go back now to the 24 brachos. For Yom Lefnei, Esvei, Arba, Brachos, Shemene, Esvei, Shebachol, Yoyim. Or Moitzel, Leinoi, Sheish, 18 plus 6 is 24. When we were learning the Mishnah yesterday, we noticed, so it sounded like for the Mishnah we added 7 brachos, not 6 brachos. So therefore it should be 25 and not 24. What's going on? So we already learned this already. Mishnah yesterday, Amr Nachman Yitzchak, my Shvius, Shvius La Arucha. This was the seventh, starting from the expanded bracha of Goyel Yisrael, as we learned yesterday. Between Goyel L'Roife, they added six brand new brachas. But before that, in Goyel Yisrael itself, they expanded it by adding another couple of psukim and lines. And then they said, Baruch HaShem Goyel Yisrael. Oh, so that was number seven. If you start with Goyel Yisrael, which is really not one, it's really pre-one, it's before you get to one, but that's the way the Mishnah reckons it. It enumerates it as seven, but really mean Goyel Yisrael plus six more. Okay, Kiddushanya. And now we see in the Braisa, the Goyel Yisrael, the bracha of Re'enu B'Yonyenu V'Riva Rivenu, that we end off Baruch to Hashem Goyel Yisrael. That bracha Marech, we start off, the Shliach Tzibur is Marech in that bracha. And what does he end off by saying? So the Gemara doesn't say what the Arichus was, but presumably he had to say a number of Sukkim, just like we saw in the Mishnah, the four Kapitel Chavtilim that were said, the Shira Malisin, Tzvila Ani Kiyatoiv. So apparently also a few Psukim were inserted. What did he say at the end? This is the Har Maria that we spoke about before, the Machloikis between Rabbi Chama Balevi and the other Man Diyama, what the derivative was of Har Maria, Har Sinai, Beis HaMikdash, etc. And this is what the Rabbi Yankov Endon said. This is not only the two Man Diyamarim, but we quoted in the Mishnah. So Mishnah Avram Bahar Maria, Hu Yana Eschem, Yishma Kol Tzakaschem, Hayoy Mazeh, Baruch Goyel Yisrael, Vein Oinen Achrov, Amen. Now this, of course, is talking about outside the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara is going to say shortly, because inside the Beis HaMikdash they didn't say Amen, but they said Baruch Shem Kvod, like we learned yesterday. And from here to the bottom of the Amid Rabbi Sai, you're going to see there's going to be a lot of repetition, slight differences in Lashon between one Brisa and another Brisa, but it's basically all the same. And it's basically going to tell us that both in the Beis HaMikdash and after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, B'Gvulin, they had the same type of additional six brachos and the same additional gesuntheit and the same additional tkiyas. You're welcome. The only difference was Vagabi the Amen mit the Baruch Shem. There will also be another difference in the Nusach HaBracha. They didn't just say Baruch Ato Hashem, but in the Beis HaMikdash it was much longer, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. And we'll see the Makor why in the Beis HaMikdash it was different. The Chazir Knesset Oyim Lehem. And then after the first bracha was over, the Chazir Knesset, meaning the Shamis, would say, Tiku b'nei Aharon Tiku. Rashi already said yesterday, when you see the word Chazin in the Gemara, it doesn't mean the Baal Tefillah, it means the Shamis. Presumably the reason why he was called a Chazin, because he would show people what to say, what to daven, when to come. From the word Choyze Umachse, word Chazin is to see a vision and also to show others. So presumably the Shamas would go and show others, oh, here the Siddurim, there were no Siddurim, but here you can go and sit, and here's where we're going to start from, and this is this man.
You're a teacher for the kids also, it says.
You've got
a lot of things.
Yeah, I've also, yeah. And why is our Shliach Tzibah today called Chazon? So I want to on a Sefer, because the word Chazon is the Gematria 65. Ches and Zion is 15, and Nun is 50, 65. And the Shem, Adnus, Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud is all to 65. And the Chazon should always remember Shavisi Hashem, Lenegdi Samin. And as you know, in many shuls, where the Chazon stands, they have such a Shavisi sign. He should remember that he's davening Lefnei Hashem. And the Chazon itself, the Gematria of Chazon, that's Hashem. So remember, you're standing here before the Rabbi Nishlan. Okay,
you
anyway.
Say the joke, what people say.
That was?
I don't know. Chazon is on the Ramen.
Right? That's a separate story. I don't know if that works out with
no.
The. With
Zaino?
Yeah, which time?
It's just a joke.
No, Chazon, yeah. We have no Chazon here, so. Oh, yes, Ryan came a grace Chazon. So that's not the. Yeah. Anyway. Go and blow the shofar. We continue on. The next bracha, Mishon Asavisein al Yamsuf, Hu Yana Esam Yishma Kol Tzakasach Mayim Mazeh, Boruch Zoychan Nishkochois. That was the Zechoinus that we had in the Mishnah. There was another Giz Zoychar Habriz. Vehein Oinim Acher of Amen. Vechazen Nekleses Oim Lehem, Horiyu Bnei Aharon, Horiyu Machtruis. Vehein Kobrochu, Brocha Biachas Oimer Tiku, Biachas Oimer Horiyu. So I told you yesterday that the Rambam says, what's the difference between Tiku and Horiyu? That the here is a tarat, meaning tekiah trua tekiah, and horiyu it was a ratar, which means that it was a trua tekiah trua. And I saw people looking as if, the Rambam probably doesn't say it. Anyway, so I brought the Rambam with us, the actual Rambam. Shapsi Frankaram. So you have in Perik Dalet Hilchis Tiny Yois Halacha Yod Zayin. B'chein Al Kol Bracha Ubracha Bi'achas Oymer Tikul Ubi'achas Oymer Riu Ad Sheigmor Kol Sheva Brachos, until they finish all seven. Now head to Tzimrama. V'nim to Akihanim Pa'am Toikin Umeirin V'Toikin Upam Meirin V'Toikin Umeirin Sheva Pam. You heard? Sometimes the toikin of Mariam, the toikin is tekiya, trua tekiya. Upam, and sometimes meirian, the toikin of Mariam, sometimes they do trua tekiya, trua. Therefore, that was, they did rotation. One tarat, one ratar, one tarat, one ratar, etc., etc.
When we look, for instance, at Rosh Hashanah, we look at it, and it says the tekiya, it's a tekiya, tekiya, tekiya. And it's a trua, it's a tekiya, it's a tekiya, trua tekiya.
Right.
So since this is the first time I've ever heard a trua tekiya, it seems to me I would understand it without you explaining it the way you have. It'd be when it says token tekiya 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 like that.
And Maria would just three truas.
No, it would be tekiya trua tekiya, because every trua we learned.
Oh, you said something. The fanel achra.
Right, exactly. So that's. So that'd be more mistaken when he says true. It doesn't mean just a trua. It means a triplet of tekiya, trua, tekiya. Mm-hmm. That would seem to be, because it seems like because our own experience really was show for us is Rosh Hashanah, but it's always the pattern.
Yeah, but then there's such thing as three tekiyas.
Yes,
in Shofar Blows and Rosh Hashanah.
No, three tekiyas in a row. Now there's a Rashi which is similar.
No, I'll show you.
It's okay. Afterwards. But the article is going to come out shortly. Mitchem on the special siddur for the seven final Tanaisim, when they'll show you exactly Tarat and Ratat and all the notes, everything.
They only say this, the Ramban certainly disagrees with that.
Okay, no problem. Even from Rashi is mashma a little bit like the Rambam, because if you look at Rashi about 12 lines from the bottom of the Amud, 3, 6, about 12 lines. It's not in my Gemara, it's not in bold. It says in regular letters, Kishmeirin Tchila Hu Oimer Lehen Hariyu Bnei Aharon U Kishatoikin Tchila Hu Oimer Lehen. So it sounds like the Rambam. Kishmeirin Tchila, when we start the Trua first, then they say Hariyu Bnei Aharon. U Kishatoikin Tchila, when they do the Tkiya first, then they say Tekum Bnei Aharon. So you see all to the same type of difference between where they start off with a Tkiya or they start off with a Trua. Okay, now we're back to the Gemara at the two dots, four lines before the wide lines. When did we say that they said Amen? That's a big vulin. Mikdash ain oikain in the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't say Amen lefisha ain oinin Amen ba Mikdash. They didn't say the word Amen at the conclusion of a bracha in the Beis Hamikdash. Umin aishin oinin Amen Mikdash. How do you know that you didn't say Amen? Shneimer considers the pasuk. What's the raya from this? Now, this is a pasuk in Nehemiah, and we are talking now to the Levim in the Beis Hamikdash, and we're saying to the Levim, "Kumu Baruch Hashem Alekechem, get up now and give praise and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu." How should you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Min ha'olam ad ha'olam. From this world, from the olam hazeh, this is the olam haba. From one end of the world to the other end of the world. We don't mean from here to Australia. We mean from olam hazeh to olam haba. Al olam is, we bless the Rabbeinu Shalom. And, v'ivarchu shem k'vaydecha. And we should go and bless the great glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, l'choy, this is repetitive. Because we've already said, Kumu Baruch Hu Hashem Lekechem, go and bless Hashem. And now we see, v'ivarchu shem k'vaydecha. We're blessing Hashem. However, the difference here is that in the first part of it, Nehemiah is saying, you, Levim, Baruch Hu Hashem Lekechem, you should go and bless Hashem through the Shirois and Sishbochis in the Beis Hamikdash, and the way you express your Baruch Hu Oilam Ado Oilam. And now, Nehemiah himself is saying, Baruch Hashem Kvaydecha, you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you directly should be blessed. I'm not now talking to the Levim, I'm talking to the Kodesh Baruch Hu directly. Baruch Hashem Kvaydecha, the covet of you, Rabbi Yishlam, should be blessed.
Baruch Hu.
So all of us together should go and bless the Rabbeinu Shlom. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because the Gemara is going to say in a moment that in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Baal Tefillah would be marich in these extra six brachas, as well as any bracha that he said. He didn't just go and say Baruch Ato Hashem like we say, but as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, he says Baruch Hashem Elikei Yisrael Mina Oilam V'Ado Oilam Baruch Ato Hashem Goyel Yisrael. So he added this before the Baruch. The Baruch Hashem Elikei Yisrael Mina Oilam. Where did he take this from? From the Chemia saying to them, here in Beis Hamikdash, don't give your regular bracha, but rather say Baruchu Es Hashem Mina Oilam V'Ado Oilam. Now, when you hear such a bracha, what do you say? All the rest standing around and listening, instead of saying Amen, Vivorchu Shem Kvoidecha, they should say Baruch Shem Kvoid. That's Vivorchu Shem Kvoidecha, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Elyon Levoid. So this is now exactly on the people. So exactly, listen up. So that's what the Gemara is saying. How do I know that you didn't say Amen B'Migdash? Number one, because the Mevorech, meaning the Shliach Tzibur who's speaking, the Levim who are singing, whatever, whoever's saying the Bracha, says this expanded form of Bracha, Baruch Hashem and Oilam Ado Oilam, and the people are listening, they don't answer Amen, but Baruch Hashem Kvaydech, they say Baruch Hashem Kivayt. Now, Umaroy Malka Bracha Sehila. What is this Umaroy Malka Bracha Sehila? Zakti Mara, Yochel, I would think, Alkol Brachas, Kulan Leitehel Tehel Achas, maybe I should only say one Baruch Hashem after the conclusion of the entire Shemoneh Esrei. The Shliach Tzibur says 24 brachas. When he's finished, we should all call out Baruch Shem Kivayt. Tamalayma umarim al kol bracha sila, al kol bracha ten leitila. Therefore, on every single bracha, instead of saying Amen, we say Baruch Shem Kivayt. Then the Mikdash Ma'oyim said, "How taka? What did they do in the base Mikdash?" Now the Gemara tells us, "Baruch Hashem alekim." The Vilna Goyim takes out the word alekim, and the Rashi also takes out alekim. Baruch Hashem alekei Yisrael min oilam vad oilam, like the lashon of the pasuk in the Chemia. Baruch Goyel Yisrael. Presumably, it's Baruch Ato Hashem Goyel Yisrael. They know in an achra, and the Klal Yisrael answered, "Baruch Hashem Kivayt Mozalim Vo." But like we said, Baruch Hashem Kvoidach. Now we continue on to the next bracha. Bechazak Knesset Oymel Hem, Tikku Kahanim Bnei Aharon Tikku. Go and blow the shofar. V'choyz V'oymer. And the Chazak Knesset repeats, Mishanat Avrom Baharuya, V'yanan Eschem Yishma Kol Tzachasim, Hayyam Ezer Baruch Ato Hashem, Okay Yisrael, and Nochem Olim Min Oylem V'ad Oylem, Baruch Zoycha Nishkochoyz, etc. Now, this Gemara on the surface is a little bit shver, because it sounds like we're merging two brachas together. Because Mishanat Avrom Bahar Maria, that was the first bracha, which ended off with the Goyal Yisrael. Second bracha was the bracha of the Zoycha Nishkochoyz. That was the first of the six brachas. We had the Zechonis V'Shoyfrei. So, on the surface, it looks like it goes together. So, in fact, you have to go and take a break in the middle. And what you have to go and say is, and the Shamas would repeat the words, Misha Ones Avraham Bahar Maria Huyana Eschem. Stop. And then they blew the shofar. Now, the Gemara doesn't say when they actually blew the shofar. The Gemara only says that he told them, go and blow the shofar. But the Mefarshim say, he said, Tikku HaKahanim Tikku. The Chazan, not the Chazan, the Chazan Knesset, which means the Shamas, would repeat the words of the previous Chazan who davened so beautifully. He repeats Mishonas Avram, and then they would go and blow the shofar, and then they would continue on to the next bracha. What was the next bracha? Either of Yishmak Kol Tzarkascham Yemazer, that goes on before. And now the next bracha is Baruch Hashem Alekei Yisrael Min Oilam Vado Oilam Baruch Zeichan Ishkachois. And again, they know Ma'akra, Boshem Kvoid Maksal Avad, V'chazik Nes Oim Lehem Horiyah Kahanim B'nei Har Horiyo V'chein B'chol Bracha U'Bracha V'yachasay Metiku V'yachasay Mariyo Ashigoyim Nes Kulon. Like we said before, the Kachinik Reb Chalafta B'tzipoyri, that was the father of Reb Yossi Ben Chalafta, the Stam Reb Yossi, yeah. Reb Chanani Ben Tradi B'sichli, that's what we had yesterday, Gemara. Ushibar Adob L'Nichacham Amro, Nein, V'yinoikeno B'sham Mizrach, U'Bahar Abayis. Fine. Now, why taka is it that in the Beis Hamikdash they didn't say Amen, they said Baruch Shein Kavoy Machus Lo Yomay
Fa'avoshe? They said the Shem first, no?
Ah, so that's not according to everybody, but many Mefarshim say that every time they said the Yudke Vavke in the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't say, like we say it, the Shem Adnos, but they said the Shem Havaya. Since they said the Shem Havaya, that is a much stronger form of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that's not enough to say, oh man, they gotta go and say, oh, the Shem Havaya, Baruch Shem,
Kvam Adol Havaya. By Yom Kippur says they went on the floor, so well,
is that the name? Some say that this Shem Havaya was only said Bishas on Yom Kippur, or Bishas Bichas Kehanim, but not all the time, but it's a machloikas among
the
Mefarshim.
Yom Kippur, the shame wasn't just the shame of Avaya, it was a long
42 letter.
Presumably. And Yetz Hashem Bekorah, and Yetz Hashem, it's going to be by this Yom Kippur for sure. Amen. Hopefully, much sooner.
Listen so close.
Sorry?
I, that's what he just said.
It won't be Tisha B'Av. I'm saying before Yom Kippur for sure, because it's still a long time for Yom Kippur. But Halavai ready by Shavuos Matam is ready by Tisha B'Av. We shouldn't have these fast days.
This
it should be Nepach. Oh, no, Maskim, no problem. It should be Nepach, Liyasa B'Simcha. And Yom Kippur, we should hear Taka. Is it Shema Vai? Is it Shema Mafaydish? Is it every time? Is it one time when we prostrate himself? We didn't. Mechem about Vin Gichen, Mechem Dezain, Metishen, Meti Aginari. Yes, Mandy. Yom Kippur will still be.
Why
not? Torah says the Yom Kippur. It won't be. Oh, wait. Okay. Anyway, let Mashiach come. Teach me your Tzaddis and my friend the Alakakis. So we're going to do with all the arts from Machzayim. Arts like in Sheamus. All right. Anyway, the Kor of Mamish, you should come and teach me your Tzaddis for Emphin Alakakis and Mitzay. And there is another Braisa, which you'll see, it's come out word for word, the same slight difference. It's Vias Tiamri, Kedasanyim. 24. The regular 18. The another 6 is 24. Where would you insert it? Which is, by the way, where our Shliach Tzibur inserts the Anenu. We don't. We put in Shema Kaleinu. But when the Chazan Davin's being Goyel Leroythe, like we said before, that you extend and you expand the Brach of Goyel Yisrael. Veinoinu Achrav. Amen is of course now outside the base of Mikdash. I'll call Brachu Bracha. V'kach hoyu noyegim mikvulin. Ava Mikdash oyoyimrim. Baruch Hashem lekei Shomen oylem ba'da oylem. Baruch Goyel Yisrael. Presumably Baruch Atzah Hashem Goyel Yisrael. V'yoyne Achrav Amen didn't say Amen. V'chol kach lama. V'shin oynim oyma Mikdash. V'nayin shin oynim oyma Mikdash. How do you know? Shnema kum Baruch Hashem lekei Shomen oylem ba'da oylem. V'voruch Hashem kvoydecha. Baruch Hashem kvoyd. Umreim ha'kol Bracha Sila. Kol Bracha Bracha. Tell like Tehila, like we said before. Tanabara. Again, the next price again is kamat word for word the same as we had before. Ali Shaina Swing on the first Brahma Baruch Hashem Alakay Yisrael and Oilam Oilam. Baruch Goyel Yisrael. They know in Akhir Baruch and Kwaim Masal and Void. Because the classes Oyme Tikka Khan and Tikka go and blow the Shaifa. Because the Oyme and then he goes and is Moir them and he repeats again Mishnah of Brahma Maria, who Yana Esam Ishmael Kota Kasan Yamazah. And then he would go and say Nochamo. And at that point they would talk to go and blow the Shaifa. Valishni Oyme and then after that, then they would have the second Bracha. And he would say, Baruch Hashem Lekay Yisrael Noyim Ad Oilam. Baruch Zoycha Anish Kochayt. Veinoy Nachar again, Baruch Shem Kvayt Maksud Oilam Voed. Because the classes again says Ariya Bnei Haran Hariyo. First he said Tikka and now he says Hariyo. Voyme Mishnah Sabin. Every one of the brachas, b'achas oyim etikku, b'achas oyim hariyu. Achim with the brachas kula until you finish all the brachas. V'kachinik reb chalavtim et zibayr v'chanani ben tradi b'sichni. I never heard about that before. Do you remember anything about this? What did they do? That they also b'gvulin in sichni. They said baruch shem kavoy malchusay. Shabbat abil v'cham amru. Again, kenim b'shar mizuk b'arabayis to go and say baruch shem. As the b'smidish, we gotta go and say amen. Let's just learn another two lines of Yudah Oymer. Like a tzorech loyim et zichroinois. They didn't say Zechroinus and Shoifus, but they had rather two others. Amrav Adad and Minyafi might have the Beautifish and Oymrim Zechroinus and Shoifus, Ela Barosh Hashanah, like we do together with the Malchiois, Zechroinus and Shoifus. Ubi Yoivlois, Yoivl Yer, meaning when it's a Tani Yom Kippur Yoivl Yer, that they cross the drawbar, Zechroinus, that you go and bring, that you go and blow Shoifus. Ubi Shas Melchoma, Shas Melchoma as well, that's when they did Zechroinus and Shoifus. Now, where does it say that? That they did Zechroinus and Shoifus. That they did Zechroinus and Shoifus, Rosh Hashanah, we had Psukim for that. Right? Yom Zikaron, you have this Yom Tshuva Yilchem, and of course you have Chodesh Shvi, that they're both the same. That's their good. Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. Where's Shas Mechama that they had, say, Zechron and Vishayfiz? Zokt Rashi on the fourth line. V'lo yodinan mino is parish. I don't know. I don't know the Mokar. Where does it say, the Bracha is Psukim Malchi, Zechron and Vishayfiz, Shas Mechama? I don't know where the Gemara takes it from. If Rashi doesn't know, we also don't know it. We'll have to wait for Teiko for Tishbi Ataritz. The Boisai extend the